one hot day in Old Fall River, Mr. Andrew Borden died, and they booked his daughter Lizzie on a charge of homicide. Some folks say she didn't do it, others say of course she did, but they all agree Miss Lizzie B was quite a problem kid. 'Cause you can't chop your papa up in Massachusetts, not even if it's planned as a surprise.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, July 19th, 2017. Today is the birthday of Lizzie Borden, the 19th century American woman who is best remembered today for her arrest and trial for the 1892 axe murders of her father and stepmother. She was acquitted in 1893. Lizzie was born in 1860 in Fall River, Massachusetts. Her mother, Sarah, died when she was very small, and 3 years later, Andrew married again. Lizzie and her sister, Emma, lived in their father's household well into their adulthood. The family lived well, and despite his frugality, Andrew Borden employed servants. The relationship between the Borden sisters and their new stepmother was never close. They addressed her as Mrs. Borden, and worried that her family sought to gain access to their father's money. Emma was protective of Lizzie, and together they helped to manage the rental properties owned by their father. The family attended the Congregationalist Church, an institution in which Lizzie was particularly involved. On the morning of August 4, 1892, Andrew and Abby Borden were murdered and mutilated in their Fall River home. Lizzie alerted the family maid Bridget to her father's dead body. He had been attacked and killed while sleeping on the sofa in the parlor. A search of the house led to the discovery of the body of Abby Borden in an upstairs bedroom. Like her husband, Abby had been the victim of a brutal hatchet attack. Policemen called to the scene suspected Lizzie right away, although she was not taken into custody immediately. Her sister Emma was out of town at the time and was never a suspect. During the week between the murders and her arrest, Lizzie burned a dress that she claimed was stained with paint. Prosecutors would later allege that the dress was covered with blood and that Lizzie had burned it in order to cover up her crime. She was indicted on December 2nd, and her widely publicized trial began the following June in New Bedford. She did not take the stand in her own defense, and her inquest testimony was not admitted into evidence. The testimony given by others proved inconclusive, and on June 20, 1893, she was acquitted of the murders, and no one else was ever charged. Lizzie and Emma Borden inherited a significant portion of their father's estate, which allowed them to purchase a new home together, where they lived for the next 10 years. Although free, Lizzie was considered guilty by many of her neighbors, and thus she never enjoyed acceptance in the community following her trial. Her reputation was further tarnished when she was accused of shoplifting in 1897. In 1905, Emma Borden abruptly moved out of the house that she had shared with her sister, and the two never spoke again. Emma may have been uncomfortable with Lizzie's close friendship with another woman, Nance O'Neill, although her silence on the issue has fueled speculation that she learned new details about the murders of her father and stepmother. No member of the household staff ever offered additional information on the rift, not even following Lizzie's death. Lizzie died of pneumonia on June 1, 1927, at age 66. Emma died just days later in Newmarket, New Hampshire. They are buried next to each other, not far from their father, in the Fall River Cemetery. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for July 19th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.